Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute's Following Jesus course. This course is a sequel to our Christianity 101 course, which introduces the basic teachings of Christian faith, and would be a great place to start if you haven't taken that course already. If you have, what this course does is it builds on the basic concepts you learned in Christianity 101. We look at five of the most important elements of a Christian life. We look at reading the Bible, prayer, the place of Christian community or church, giving, and finally sharing our lives with others, serving. So those are the five things we'll look at in this course. We begin this week with the topic of the Bible.
So if you cast back to C101, we got you to start reading the Bible. And it's good practice. We went through one of the Gospels, depending on which course it was, depends which Gospel you went through. But again, we're encouraging you to read it, so you get used to reading the Bible, so you get used to linking that in with your spiritual life and your daily life. And it's very important for us as Christians and as followers of Jesus to read the Bible. And it really, really, you know, it's going to be, as we get through this course, you see how vital it is that the role that the Bible takes in our spiritual walk. So what actually is the Bible? What is it? I mean, we've got this big book on our desks here. There's Holy Bible written on it. What actually is the Bible? Well, we've got three different ways of looking at what the Bible is. It's a letter from God. Now, when I was a little boy, I went to boarding school at the age of 8. And the most exciting thing for me was two or three times a week, I got a letter from my parents. So I'd rush down to the letter table and hear my name called out, and I got a letter. And, you know, it was an exciting part of my day and part of my life. And this is what the Bible is. It's a letter. And the great thing is, although it seems daunting to look at the Bible and think, how do I start? What, you know, how does this mean to me? What I can tell you from my experience is the Bible is written to each one of you personally. It's not a book that was written that's kind of like, you know, out there for everyone. It is out there for everyone, but it's also very personal to you. And as we go through this course, you'll see how God talks to you and how God links with you through the Bible on a very, very personal basis. And I can run and I can sit down and read a passage from Ephesians or from Colossians, and God will talk to us differently because we're both looking for different things. We're looking for, you know, we're needing different things. So it suddenly becomes a very personal letter. It is a letter and it's written to you. And although it's written for everyone to read, it's very personal for you as well. So it's this letter from God, and it's there to lift you up. It's there to inspire you, and it's there to support you. And, you know, like me getting letters when I was away at school, and Ryan said his mother would put a letter in his lunch when he went off to school. You know, it's there to G you up. You know, it's there to give you a little bit of guidance. If any of you know The Simpsons, Marg Simpson one day wrote two letters, one to Lisa and one to Bart. And Lisa got this letter, or Lisa was supposed to get this letter. She says, "I'm so very proud of you, love, Mum." And if you know The Simpsons, you recognize that this was obviously directed at Lisa and not at Bart. But they got muddled up. So Bart got the letter, "I'm very proud of you, love, Mum." And Lisa got the letter, "Be good. For the love of God, please be good." Now, obviously, there's a big mix-up there. But again, personal letters aimed at, you know, each person that was meant to inspire them. And in one case, to keep them on the right path. So God uses the Bible very much like these letters. On the one hand, it's to encourage you and to communicate with you. And on the other hand, it's to give guidance, it's to give instruction. And God really does speak to people through the Bible. And you'll hear people talking after, you know, they've been reading and studying the Bible. They'll say, "God was talking to me about this. God was, you know, actually communicating with me through the Bible." So it's a letter from God, and it's all about encouragement, and it's all about guidance. You see, if you remember from C101, God wants us to live in that close personal relationship with Him. That's what we were built for in the garden, remember? We were built to walk and talk with God in that perfect world. And as with all relationships, we need to communicate. We need to talk. There's no relationship without communication. You know, marriage will fall apart very quickly if the two parties don't talk. friendship will fall apart if people don't talk. So God wants to speak to us daily, and the way, and the strongest way he does it is through the Bible. The entire purpose of the Bible being written is to show us how much Jesus Christ and God loves us and how we can rebuild that relationship that we broke in the rebellion. So the Bible is about rebuilding that relationship. It's about opening that communication again and showing how much we're loved. And, you know, while God does speak to us through the Holy Spirit, and while he does communicate with us through the Holy Spirit, and we can speak to God through prayer, which we're going to talk about next week, God especially speaks to us through the Bible. That's why I said to you, realize this is a very personal book. Although all of us can read it and the words are the same, it's incredibly personal because the message is aimed at you as a person. Okay? It's not an audible way, but God speaks in our hearts when we read it. And when he speaks to us with these words of guidance and love, great things can happen. Firstly, God can bring people to faith who aren't Christians. When they start to read the Bible, God can bring people to faith. This is where they encounter God. This is where they meet him for the first time. And, you know, that can be the case for some of you here, that this is where you started to build that relationship with God, was through the Bible. And, you know, God will speak directly to you and your life when you read the Bible. God also talks to people who are Christians, people who have been following Jesus for 1 year, 10 years, 50 years, 100 years. God will still, you know, this is how he can, you know, runs that communication with you. Reading the Bible is intentionally wanting to spend time in God's presence. And the Bible's an amazing book because it also has the power to get through to us when nothing else can. When friends and colleagues and parents and siblings want to give you guidance when you're in a bad situation, sometimes it just doesn't get through, but the Bible can break through all that. The Bible can break through when nothing else can. Because it's written and inspired by God, who knows you better than anyone could possibly know you. He knows how to talk to you through it. He knows what you need to hear when you need to hear it. He knows exactly, you know, every breath that you need to take in. He knows everything about you. And so this is the way he can really get to you, is through the Bible. When other things can't, it's amazing how God can penetrate even the darkest mists. Ryan, before he became a priest, he had his own business, and he said that at the start of it, he'd run up a huge bill that he just simply couldn't afford to pay. He didn't have the customers yet. He didn't have the income yet to settle his debt, and he said it just consumed him. He fretted, he worried, he panicked about this consistently. He couldn't sleep, and, you know, it was consuming his life. But then he flipped through the Bible, and he was looking for something. He was looking for guidance, and he came across what's now become one of his favorite verses, which says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And he found great comfort in that. And in fact, the panic went away. He was able then to continue. He was able to understand that, you know, that this peace of Jesus Christ, this passage just spoke directly to him. And it really helped him cope with the situation. God in his love was showing Ryan what really was important. Yes, his debt needs to be paid and honored, but you know what? You can't let it consume you and destroy you. Because suddenly that debt, remember we were talking about sin being sometimes putting good things in God's place and bad things? You can take something small as that and it can be your God for the week. You know, it's like the focus of everything. Well, that's, you know, where God was trying to direct him away from that. And you know what, those words were written so long ago, but to Ryan in that moment, they were completely fresh, new, and unheard. So reading the Bible is essential for our spiritual growth. We're not going to grow spiritually unless we open this communication and start reading this letter from God. And God just wants you to know that he cares. Remember the law religion and the grace religion. Here we're going to the grace religion. You have to take it as rote. Here and now, that God loves you more than you could possibly imagine already, whatever you've done in your life.
Well, we have a question for you to discuss today, and as usual, we hope that you won't just think about it on your own, but that you'll share your thoughts with some friends, family, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life who might benefit from taking this course to help them grow as a Christian. Here's your question for today. Have you tried to read the Bible before? What parts and what was your experience like? Well, have a great discussion and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.